Your Majesty?
Yes?
I'm Time, just in time. I was with your late husband when he died.
Oh, yes, the fictional detective!
I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Make them short. I'm quite busy with all the planning, as you can well imagine.
I'm sure planning a state funeral under these conditions must be one pretty tough job.
State funeral?
For your husband, the late king?
Oh, that's all done. I'm working on my wedding.
Wedding?
Yes. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. We thought, what, with everyone already here for the funeral, we'd just kill two birds with one stone.
Or with a little poison in the ear.
What?
I'm sorry, that was meant to be voiceover. Can I ask who the lucky guy is?
Of course.
Okay, who's the lucky guy?
Claudius, my late husband's brother.
You're marrying your brother-in-law?
That's correct.
Which, if I have this figured right, will make you your own sister-in-law and makes your new husband...
the new king.
But I thought your son was next in line to the crown.
Have you met my son, Mr. Time?
Yes, I have.
So you understand. A king must be commanding, Mr. Time. Decisive. My son couldn't decide which way to go on a one-way street.
She had a point.
Gertrude.
Claudius.
I guessed that this was the king in waiting himself. Claudius. The way he threw a lip lock on the merry widow, it was obvious he hadn't been waiting long.
Claudius, I'd like you to meet someone. He was the one who found my dear departed husband just before the dear departed.
I'm Time.
I... Claudius.
Your Majesty.
Not yet, but it has a nice ring, doesn't it? So tell me, Time, what were you doing for my brother?
I don't know. He didn't live long enough to tell me.
Did he say anything before he shuffled off this mortal coil?
I could have told him the king told me he was poisoned. I could have told him that the poison was poured in his ear. I could have told
him... Well,
that...
Time...
Sorry, I can tell you one thing. He didn't do no shuffling, just coughed and died.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
What?
I mean the part about not doing any shuffling. Now, if you'll excuse us, Time, Her Majesty and I have to discuss my ascension to the throne, if you know what I mean.
I knew exactly what he meant, and so did the Queen.
Oh, Claudius, you are such a naughty boy.
I left the two lovebirds to their royal nooner and nosed around the castle to see what I could learn about the old king.
Tyrant, yeah. Definitely tyrant.
Reprobate!
Greedy bastard!
And those were the nice things. But so far, nobody was pointing a finger, except straight up. I was getting nowhere fast. I needed to shake things up, stir the pot, throw a few bombs.